Bush and Richie here with your daily takeaway. This is the podcast version of the Home Time Show, your daily takeaway. Those who commute and obviously listen to the show live, I've got an idea actually that it could be a groundbreaking thing for commuters. What do you reckon to this? I think we'll all agree that these days trains aren't necessarily as busy as pre-COVID when everyone still worked in offices.
They're getting back there, but nowhere near. Particularly if you go on like a Monday or a Friday, there's no one on them.
But predominantly, there's a little bit more room. So how about if you went back to the old days? Remember in the old days, there was like a restaurant car, that kind of thing, or a buffet car. That doesn't exist anymore now.
Yeah.
How about there's like a microwave car? So what it is you get to your big train station at around about 5:45, 6 o'clock, where there's invariably an M&S Simply Food or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you can buy a microwave meal and then you get on the train, go into the microwave car and you can microwave your meal and eat it on the train home in that carriage only, and you get in and you've eaten.
That's good, because like, we have the situation where we get home at like 8:30 and it's really late to then start having tea.
It's horrendous.
But if I went to the microwave carriage of my local train trip home, I would have already eaten my tea.
Think about it. Yeah, I think you're already on board with the idea. Show finishes 7 o'clock. You'd be at Fenchurch Street around about 20 past 7. I'll be Liverpool Street, similar kind of time, into M&S Simply Food, microwavable meal, onto the 7:40. Ping, 7:45, you're eating. Walking through the front door, 8:30, everyone's happy.
What about loads of individual, just thin, not toilets, but a little bit like toilets, where you can sit down and you've got a microwave there and it's just your own personal space?
Great idea.
I would worry about eating and making eye contact with people who I don't really know whilst having, you know, a fish pie or something. It's definitely something in it, the fish pie.
Absolute Radio Calm.
We have been bowled over by your response to this idea that we've had to build a radio station that plays soothing sounds ahead of Mental Health Awareness Week next month. You guys have been suggesting some brilliant stuff, things that keep you calm that we can use. And next week, we're sending our producer, Harry, out with a microphone to go and record them. So keep those brilliant sound suggestions coming in.
Now, Sam is hanging on to tell us about a suggestion that he's got. It's something that's quite mechanical. Tell us, what is it, Sam?
My thoughts are, when you've got like a big hall draining or something like that, it's just, you know, it's quite a long process and there's a lot of water in them to drain out.
So, to confirm then, Sam, you're suggesting that for our Absolute Radio Calm, we have the noise of a big heating system draining?
Yeah, like a big stately home, something like that. Because while that's running in a drain, nice waterfall noise, you're stood there thinking, this is like money. Because you're at work and you're gonna be on a big job because it's a big house.
Really want to make sure we're understanding this properly here, Sam. So I'm not saying in a million years that I have a big house, but this isn't the sound of, for example, my central heating cooling down at the end of the night when it goes off.
Oh no! It's bigger than that.
It's bigger than
that. This is like a customer calls, got a problem.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to drain your heating system down to work on it. So ultimately. It's the sound of money, I guess.
Sam, can I ask you another question? When we had to have our boiler replaced because it kind of just finally went after like 25 years, and they did this thing where I think it was a bit extra, but you could have your system fully flushed to get it kind of ready for having a new boiler in, because you know you get like dirt and stuff in there. Is it the sound of a system being flushed as well? Is that in there?
Yeah, I guess you could chuck it in. Why not, eh?
Okay, fine. He's quite loose about how this sound's going to come across.
Yeah. I'm quite intrigued, because I don't think either of us really still have got an idea of what this sound is.
But what a way to find out whilst we're trying to relax at 1 o'clock in the morning and listen to Absolute Radio Calm.
Imagine you're stood next to a very small stream cascading down a little ledge, and it's just a nice little waterfall noise. That's the noise you've got.
Like it. And for you, that means money.
Correct.
Good to talk to you, Sam.
Cheers, buddy.
No problem. All right.
Wasn't expecting that at all. I would say for you, Richie, the sound of your central heating coming on is the opposite of calm.
It really is.
Well, listen, this is an interesting angle on the whole calmness thing. So let's talk more about that this hour on Home Time. If there's a machine, a bit of machinery or an appliance, quite unusually, that keeps you calm, we want to hear about it tonight on the show.
Nick has texted, the sound of a sprinkler ticking around. He's a landscape gardener.
Oh, that's a good little...
Yeah, I like that.
In our house, it has to be the dishwasher. Our dishwasher, it makes a lovely calming kind of whoosh, whoosh, whoosh sound. And sometimes, like, you know, a lot of people put the dishwasher on last thing they do before they go to bed. If I'm staying up for a little bit whilst Katie's gone to bed and I'm doing some writing or whatever, I will just sit there and listen to the dishwasher.
Dishwasher would be right in there. That's the kind of mechanical sound that we're after. Suzanne, very passionate about her suggestion. What is it, Suzanne?
Yeah, so I have my standing fan on all night, all year round, because it drowns out the sound of my husband breathing, which drives me insane.
Wow, I think every dad in the United Kingdom is thinking about the amount of money that must be spent on that fan being on 24 hours a day.
Yeah, I think he's done the same, but it's that, or I wake him up every 5 minutes to stop him breathing, or to stop him deep breathing.
So you are happy that your husband is breathing, but you just don't like the sound of it overnight?
It's weird, isn't it? Because my other half, Katie, has a go at me for breathing too hard when I'm in bed.
Yeah.
So is this like a male problem that we've got? You just don't like the sound of us breathing?
Yeah, it's annoying. Like, if you're watching something on TV and there's just heavy breathing, it's distracting. And then he falls asleep within 2 seconds. And if you can't get to sleep and somebody's already deep breathing, that's really annoying. So,
wow. Well, we're talking about calm here, and this is the direct opposite of calm.
No, but the fan is calming, because when I put it on, I can't really hear him, so then I can go to sleep.
God bless the standing fan.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's held that relationship together, I tell you.
It definitely has.
Now, each of our sounds probably going to last about 15 minutes, just so you're sort of really in that particular soundscape. And I think the one that I would say, if you're looking for machinery, is actually perfect, and that would be the Dyson Hoover.
Or
vacuum cleaner, because obviously Hoover's another brand. The Dyson only really lasts about 15 minutes before it dies. So
sounds familiar.
It would be a perfect length for the track. I think the Dyson would be perfect.
So do you mean like the little hand Dyson thing?
Yes,
that you
the handheld
like
one, yeah.
I like that.
Which obviously, you know, you charge them up, goes 15 minutes, then just kaput.
That bit always reminds me of, like, you know when they have a little test of the engines on a plane before you kick back?
Yeah.
Same kind of vibe as that.
Yeah.
And it's interesting what people find, you know, nice and what people don't like. Someone's just texted now saying, the sound of the washing machine beep when it's finished, as I have 5 boys, aged 19 down to 6, so it's a nice sound when it's finally all done. Hertz says, they find the KitchenAid mixer particularly calming, mostly because they know that a cake will be following shortly.
That's a good point.
It's very, very good.
Some sounds are associated with other thoughts, aren't they? Ian says, if you're not the driver, which is really important with this, if you're not the driver, then the sound of rain falling on the windscreen with the wipers on is a calming addition to the hum of the engine and tyres.
Loving that. And this text, I didn't leave the name, says, afternoon lads, can I suggest the sound of those big mechanised big looms from the Industrial Revolution? I heard one working on a school trip 30 years ago and it sounded very calming.
Is this a text from the past?
It's unbelievable. A text from 1892. Sam Prentice has tweeted us to say that he finds the banana cleaner calming.
Didn't even know there was such a thing.
Is that a thing, or have I been tricked into reading out?
You might have been.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
Right, some of it has been an education for us, some of these pieces of machinery. I feel this could be too. Callum, what are you suggesting?
So I design servo systems for a living.
You might have to tell us what a servo system is.
So servo motors are a type of synchronous motor. Electric motor.
Right.
And the sound of them moving backward and forward, they make a very distinctive sound.
Give us an example of something in day-to-day life, Callum, that would use a servo motor.
Oh, I mean, electric cars would probably use servo motors.
Okay, right.
What else? Everyday life.
Do you mean servo motor? You know, like sometimes you get an amazing drawer in a brand new kitchen that when you push it, it closes very calmly at the end. Is that a servo motor?
No.
The text can't be since then, is it?
I can only think of industrial applications. Like, the machines I design build car radiators, so you've got, like, 6 or 7 servo motors going off at the same time. Everyday stuff, I'm not entirely sure what would use a servo motor.
What about this? So, Richie, you've got an Alecky car, right?
Yeah.
So you said before you like the sound of the car.
I do.
Is that Callum's noise, do you think?
I think it could be, and if that's because Callum said he'd find them in electric cars, and I do find that quite a like, soothing noise, I think that is it, and I'm agreeing with Callum. Who'd have thought I did know what a servo system is?
Yeah, electric car sounds are pretty good as well. Just the whoosh as they start going.
Tea Break Trivia Day on Absolute Radio for Cash for Kids Day.
So in honour of Tea Break Trivia Live, Thursday the 2nd of May, it's coming up quick. Come and join Ben and Leona, meet the Absolute Radio family at the iconic 100 Club in London. And of course, see the Zooton as well, which is going to be amazing. You can get tickets now at absoluteradio.co.uk. We're celebrating the Great British Quiz by flipping it on its head.
Yes, Bush and Ritchie reverses the audience. It's us versus you. The reason it's reverses the audience is because we're going to give you the answer. You've got to come up with the question. Now, it's been mixed results so far this week. Yesterday, I was not able to get the question right, and neither were the audience. You beat us.
It was all about Guernsey, and it was witches' seats, which is quite hard, I admit. So maybe this one might be a bit easier. Who knows?
Yes, it's me setting the challenge today. About to give you the answer. You and Bush and the audience need to come up with the question. So here we go. You ready?
Here's the answer.
This is the answer. What's the question? A Robin Reliant.
Oh, now I don't want to overly show my workings because I'm 100% fixated on beating the audience.
Yes.
Okay, getting one over on the audience. I'm on a good roll after last night's Merseyside derby.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm in the zone. Do you know what I mean? We've got Andy on the line. Andy, what is Richie's question?
Del Boy's van in Only Fools and Horses.
Del Boy's van and Only Fools and Horses. That was the first thing that popped into my head, but I thought Richie wouldn't allow it to be such a route one question, I don't think.
It would be very route one for the question to be, what is Del Boy's van in Only Fools and Horses? That is not the question we're looking for.
Sorry, mate.
It's worth a gun. No worries.
Okay, so loads of text coming in on this as well. Let's go to Paul, though. Paul, what is Richie's question?
The question could be, what was the very first car to have a sunroof on the roof?
What? That can't be right. Are you saying that the Robin Reliant had a sunroof before any other car? Paul?
Paul?
I'm thinking.
It's a great piece of trivia, Paul. I have to tell you, it's not the question we're looking for.
But it's good. You still thinking?
No, I've got memory loss.
The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Ritchie's Daily Takeaway.
Very excited about this. Ahead of Tea Break Trivia Live, which you can get tickets for right now. Get a table, come and say hello to the Absolute Radio family. See the Zootons. Catch up with Leona and Ben. AbsoluteRadio.co.uk for that. We're doing our Bush and Ritchie Reverses the Audience quiz, where we've turned the entire thing upside down on its head. We give you the answer. You need to tell us the question.
The answer tonight is a Robin Reliant, but what is the question? We are approaching the reveal of the question, but will anyone get it right?
So my thought on this was, and I don't know whether this is an urban myth or not, is the Robin Reliant or Reliant Robin or whatever, is that the only car you can drive just on a motorcycle licence? Is that it?
I have heard that, and I'm not sure whether that is true, but because it is three wheels, there's a chance it could be.
Could be a thing.
Strictly speaking, a trike, but that's not the question that I'm looking for.
It's
sorry.
Not in the envelope, not in the envelope.
No, it's not.
Lisa in Sandbach says, what car tips over when you go around a roundabout? That's another urban myth, I hope.
No, that's true.
Which car is the nemesis of Mr. Bean?
Yeah, he did manage to make a Robin Reliant tip over, but that's not the question.
And then one last one. It's actually a Reliant Robin. The designer of the Reliant Robin was the same designer who invented the Rally Chopper. There's a few facts there, isn't
there? Good fact, but that's not the question.
Damn.
So I win. That's two wins for us over the audience over the last two nights.
In your faces, home time audience.
Here is the sealed envelope.
Right, let's open this envelope and find out. Oh. So the question we've been looking for is, what was faster, a T-Rex or a Robin Reliant?
Correct.
So first of all, Robin Reliant's faster than T-Rex. That's quite disappointing. How on earth were we expected to get this in a million years?
A T-Rex could only run at 10 miles an hour, while a Robin Reliant has a top speed of 85 miles an hour.
Is it goes that fast?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just not around corners.
Okay, that's fine. So, how do you feel about how that question's gone down this evening?
Well, no one got it. It's the same as your Witches What's It yesterday.
Witches What's It. We play again tomorrow.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Don't want to get too political, but I have seen that there's been stories today about renationalising trains and all that kind of stuff. I think this is what you need to do. Have the microwave carriage.
Microwave carriage. Watch it. It might become actual manifesto very, very soon.